And thanks for being here this morning. COVID numbers have been climbing across the country. You know, here in Arizona, I still track the numbers every week and they're put up on the state website. Joining me right now is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. Should we be concerned about the increase in cases? Are we headed back toward mask mandates or shutdowns? Any in that direction, do you think, ever again?
Oh, I'll answer that first question, that second question first. No, we're not headed back to mask requirements and that kind of thing. And of course not in this state, but probably not in any of the states, really. The answer to the first question, which is, should we be concerned? I think the main thing is, if you've got medical conditions that put you at higher risk for having complications, let's say you're a senior over 70, you have diabetes, some other complicated medical condition, if you're immunocompromised, then you should definitely be wearing a good mask, not just the loose-fitting masks, but a good N95 mask when you go out, and decide and be careful about where you go if you're going to go into crowded places. But that's, in my opinion, that's really limited to folks with those medical conditions that put them at higher risk for having a bad outcome.
Did you happen to hear Dr. Fauci talking about the vaccines and saying that they're not effective in preventing infection or not as effective? Did you hear that comment? And what was your thoughts when you heard it, if you did hear it?
No, I didn't hear it, but it's absolutely true. I mean, what's happened is, you remember at the beginning, the mRNA vaccines were 95% effective. That was through the clinical trials, and that was true for that ancestral strain that came out of Wuhan initially. But each iteration of this virus changes a little bit. And so, this vaccine that's out there is to the original strain. And now we're on the fifth iteration of Omicron. So the vaccine still is helpful in terms of preventing a bad outcome, but it's less and less effective at stopping infections in the first place. So what he said is absolutely correct. And by the way, that's not news. I mean, that's been the case over the last 18 months, really. It has become increasingly less effective.
I still track the numbers like a nerd because I'm very interested in this and how it progresses. And I don't talk much about it on the air, but I thought it was important enough to have you come on for a couple of reasons. One of them is what I've noticed is a sharp increase in the number of people in the over 65 demographic that are getting this, because that is also the category far and away, highest hospitalization, highest death rate. Does that concern you?
Well, of course it does somewhat, but let's put it in perspective. So number one, the virus is gangbusters right now. It's all over the place. But you're not seeing the same pattern that we've seen for the last 2 years, where cases go up, hospitalizations go up, then ICU beds go up, then we see deaths going up. It's buffered now. So you see a big increase in cases, and you see a moderate increase in inpatient bed hospitalizations and a pretty small increase in intensive care bed use. So, like, when you see a big spike in cases now, which, by the way, I think is going to happen every 6 months just because of waning immunity, and this is 6 months after the big Omicron wave.
Right.
I think that's the thing. Like my parents, for example, are in their late 80s, and so they've gotten they're on their fourth shot now, and I encourage them to do that. And they are still going out in the community. We went to the Lion King play with them, you know, and so they still do things, but you just have to, you know, it's like everything in life. You weigh the risks and benefits of what you're going to do.
Will Humble's joining us. He's the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. And the reason why, the other reason why I wanted you to come on was explain this with vaccinations. Do you still recommend vaccinations for people? Does it diminish the severity when someone gets COVID? Is it worthwhile for people that aren't in those higher risk demographics?
So if you are not in a high-risk demographic, let's say you're I'll use Gatos as an example.
Okay.
Like, you're somebody that age, you're in your 40s, you're in good physical shape, you've had your initial two doses, but you haven't had your booster, then that third shot is worth it for that person. A healthy person like that, if they've had their booster, I don't know that actually, the data suggests that for a person like that, getting the fourth shot is probably not a big return on investment. If you're immunocompromised, then that changes the calculus and that fourth shot's worth it.
All right. So before I let you go, I got to ask, monkeypox. Any concern?
That's it.
I want to. The phrase itself, the fact that Maricopa County now has the vaccines, is this something anybody should worry about, or is this just more of a headline?
Yeah, you should think about it, not worry necessarily, but think about it. If you are a man who men who have sex with men, it's called, like, it's the direct skin contact. That's where it's transmitting right now. There's 5 cases in Maricopa County that we know of, 1 in Pima County. This isn't a huge public health threat in Arizona. Direct contact is how it's spread. It's not anything to do with respiratory, like COVID or anything.
Right.
Like you said, Maricopa's got the vaccine. It's actually smallpox vaccine, and they're doing ring vaccination around the direct contact. So Maricopa and Pima are doing the right thing, but this isn't something for people to freak out about.
Will, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and hopefully we'll talk about this in the future, but it'll be in the past tense.
Okay, take care.